Well, good afternoon and happy Lag BaOmer. Today is Yud Ches Iyar, Tav Shin Pei Gimel, and it's May 9th, 2023. Here we are, Leon Hara Baruch Hashem, at Vav number 47. We began on May 10th, 2022, and this is May 9th, 2023. Baruch Shechionu V'Kimonu L'Zman Hazeh. Today we're going to discuss the topic that eludes us and also fascinates many people, but also irritates and infuriates many people. And that is the topic of tzaddik v'ra'lo, when a righteous person or a person who's doing the best he can do or she can do seems to be in good standing with Hashem. I'm performing at my optimum energy and output, and yet I suffer, chas v'shalom, I have challenges, I have struggles, I have tsaras. And some people say, there's always something. You ever hear that expression? There always seems to be something. What's going on? Tzadik v'ra'lo, there's a righteous person, and it seems to be very, very difficult, almost intolerable, if literally intolerable, sometimes, to deal with everything we deal with. So first of all, where do we look for answers? The purpose of this half-hour discussion is not to provide the answer or all the answers, but let's at least delve a little bit into it. What does it say in Maseches Avos, in Pirkei Avos, in the fourth Perek, Mishnah Tes Vav, depending on how your Avos is laid out, Rebbe Yanai Omer. What does Rebbe Yanai say? The great Rebbe Yanai, I bet you know. Ein biyadeinu, it is not in our hands to comprehend lo mishavas harishayim, not the tranquility of wicked or the evil people, there he says it. The sufferings of righteous people, it's not in our hands. We don't understand it. We cannot fathom it, and we can't plumb the depths of it, and we cannot solve it. We cannot decipher it. We cannot fully comprehend it. So the answer is that when we suffer, we know one thing. We know that we don't know. At least HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, Baruch Hashem, Hashem knows what he's doing. One answer, by the way, before we really look at the answers from the Chovos HaLevavos, which are all based on Sukkim and Torah Shabbat Peh, we don't really know what is good and what is evil. We don't really understand that. Not everything that a person imagines is wonderful and pleasant and beneficial is actually wonderful, pleasant, and beneficial. And on the other hand, not everything that we think is terrible, horrible, chas v'shalom, oppressive, not everything that we picture that way or depict in that fashion is actually negative or bad. Sometimes there's something good that the end of it is not really so pleasant. And sometimes there's something that looks horrible, and yet the end of it is very wonderful and leads to tranquility. And we have discussed that over and over again over the last year. So we have to really broaden our view and think about the fact there's a cosmic view. There's a quantum view. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees it all. We only see little pieces in this puzzle. It brings to mind the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. Banim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, your children. Moshe tells the Bnei Yisrael, you're children of Hashem. You're banim. Now what does it mean that we're children? I always think, what's the mashal? The analogy is very simple and straightforward. Children, as they're growing up, especially when they're young, they don't understand all that their parents tell them to do. But we know the parents love them, and the parents want the best for them. Children don't always comprehend. They can't really make sense out of what their parents are asking from them. How many times we hear about it. Oh, after I became a parent, I understood that. After I grew up. So Torah tells us in Parshas Re'eh, Perek Yedal, Pasuk Aleph, Banim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem, and then it says something very powerful. Lo siskodidu, don't mutilate yourselves when you have a hard time. Lo sasimu korcha ben einechem l'meis, don't place bald spots in your head, in your hair, because of someone, a relative who passed away, chas v'shalom. What's the Torah telling us? You don't need to lament, and you don't need to be absolutely, horribly mourning for and devastated because of what you go through. No. You're not supposed to be shaken, because you have to realize Hashem loves us. We have a Tati in Himmel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. Los Yiskodidu. Don't tear yourselves apart. Don't cut yourselves. Don't mutilate yourselves out of mourning, out of grief, out of exasperation. You know why? Because Bonei Matem Hashem Elokeichem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what He's doing. So that's what Rabbi Yana is telling us. Ein bi'adenu. We don't have the ability. It is not in our abilities to understand. One thing we do know, we know that it's fair. We know that Hashem is fair. Hashem loves us. We're Hashem's children. We might not understand why or how or what, but we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. We look in Yecholos HaLevavos, and incidentally, much of what we did over the last year was from the Orchos Tzadikim and the Shar HaSimcha, which is based very much on the Shar HaBitachon and the Yecholos HaLevavos. And in the Shar HaBitachon, the Chovos HaLevavos tells us, he's written by a Rishon, five possible reasons, ways to understand a little better, why do tzaddikim suffer? And in general, why do people suffer so much? He does not mention the one which I will mention in the beginning. The Pele Yoetz goes at length in this topic, and we're not going to. We have touched upon it, and that's the Inyan of Emunas HaGilgal. Whether a person is like Rav Sadia Gaon, who doesn't really express belief or doesn't really give credence to Gilgal, to transmigration and reincarnation, or whether you're like so many other Svarim HaKadoshim, you find it in the Ora Chaim and the Parshas Vayeshev. The Chavetz Chaim talks about it. The Mishnah Berurah talks about it in the laws of Yom Kippur by Ne'ilah, about Gilgal, about reincarnation. It is definitely discussed in so many Svarim. And there's so much validity to it. At least we should take something from that, and that is what the Pele Yoetz says. If I don't understand why I'm going through what I'm going through, that's because maybe I was here before, and I am really my neshama, not my body. And my neshama, in the last time it was in a body, had certain experiences, and here I am back again to tie up some loose ends. What the loose ends are, and why I'm having to go through this again. I might be in the dark about it, but I know one thing. I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very, very intelligent, very smart, and therefore He knows what He's doing. So sometimes that justifies, we can use that to understand things that look totally illogical. Just a tidbit. The Pele Yoetz mentions how Eov, the Gemara Sota, talks about why he suffered so much, and we talked a lot about him also earlier in the year. He was a Gilgal of Terach, Avraham Avinu's father. So he came back and he went through his challenges and his sufferings, almost unspeakable suffering that he went through, which was able to expiate his sins that he did as Avram's father. We know with the topics of Avodah Zarah, etc. It goes on and on. And we're not going to have a shiur about Gilgal, but suffice it to say that is another explanation for Tzadik Viralo, why people suffer. It's very mysterious in the deep recesses of Hashem's absolute mysteries, in the sublime, the esoteric realm, that's not for us to delve into. But at least I know that it's there. It's a thing. The Pele Yoetz says, Emunas HaGilgal. It can help us make it through life, through the turbulence, through the ups and downs, through the controversy, and through the struggle. But the Pele Yoetz talks about that, but the Chovos HaLevavos has five main reasons for Tzadik Viralo. And again, even though the Mishnah of us said, Ein bi'adenu, we don't really have the ability to understand all of it and justify it all and to come to grips with it. But here's some assistance. Now you might say, well, wait a minute. If we don't understand, why are we having this discussion? Here are reasons to explain it. Yes, because we know. I'll compare it to Chukim. We know there are laws in the Torah that are called Chukim. They're statutes. We don't really know their reasons. But if you look in the Rambam, the end of Hilchos Temura and the Yad HaChazaka, you might know it. He says that Shlomo HaMelech understood most of the reasons for the statutes for the mysterious laws in the Torah. So that shows you, that's just an example, that shows you, it's an analogy. That means that things that are mysterious, it's okay to try to plumb their depths to the point of having some comprehension about what's going on that will get us through their observance and also their experiences. So the Chovos HaLevavos says, Hapanim asher ba'avuram timona me'atzadik hizdamnus tarpo. The reason, some of them, that why would it be that a righteous person is unable to secure his livelihood? He's unable to find tranquility. It seems to be there's no peace and quiet. There's always something. until the righteous person has to trouble himself, has to toil, has to cry, has to sweat over the daily existence and the challenges. Why? He's tested. He's constantly being challenged. Why? F, sure, it's possible. I bet you're thinking of what he's going to tell us now. It's possible that this entirely righteous person has done something that wasn't perfect earlier. It became obligated that it's going to be paid in this world. The payment will be exacted from him in this world. Like it says in Mishlei Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Hain, behold, Tzadik Ba'aretz Yeshulam, a righteous person will be paid on earth. Now we know that the sensation that a person feels when the neshama is encased in the body, compared to the feelings and the sensation of the neshama separate from the body, there's no comparison. The neshama, when it feels all different types of feelings, when it's out of the body, it's so much more intense and real. So what does Hashem say? Oh, we'll pay you in this world so that it won't be as painful. It'll be cushioned, but you will pay up what you need to in this world. As the Tov HaLevanon explains, he's a very important commentary of Pirush on the Chovos HaLevavos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu oseh chesed l'tzadik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does a favor to the righteous person. It's a loving kindness that he's suffering. If I'm having a hard time, even it doesn't have to be a perfect tzadik we're talking about. It's people who have a hard time, l'shalem lo, to pay him, al avonosav ba'aretz, for his transgressions, while he's on the face of this earth. Kolomar, as if to say, ba'olam hazeh, in this world. So that's the first answer. It's possible that it wasn't absolute perfection, and therefore, we can even out the score, so to say, while we're here. And then I have nothing to be concerned about after 120 years, when we leave this world. Number two, out of five. This is a very fascinating one. Sometimes it's because it's an exchange for the world to come. Like it's written, it's to do good for you, to give you benevolence in your end. This is explained as the following. Hashem says there are experiences and sensations in this world and in the next world. If you have more suffering in this world, you have extra credit on your account. You will be paid extra special in Olam Haba, where it really feels. And that's not because of anything the person necessarily did wrong or deviated from the path of Torah. It could be just because Hashem says, I'm going to give you extra special reward and experience where it really counts, where the sensation is really legitimate and it's so genuine, which is Olam Haba. That's number two, just as an exchange. Number three, v'yesh yiyeh laharos sivlo asparaso hatova b'avodas habor yisparach. Sometimes it's in order to show that the tzaddik is being used as a demonstration. It's to show his tolerance, his endurance, and his hasparaso hatova. That's like what it says in Avos, sever panim yafos, a countenance which is positive, a positive attitude that the tzaddik has in the service of Haboreus Barach, the blessed creator, in order that people will learn from him. We have to explain this. Another reason for tzaddik v'ra'ala, why we suffer in this world. K'moshe adatim inyan Iyov, the Chovos HaLevavo says, like you know from the matter of Iyov, what does this mean? Number three. So the Tov HaAvonon elucidates it. What's Sivlo, his suffering of this person, Vasparasa Atova, and his positive, upbeat attitude toward what he's going through? Masha Sovel Tsarosav, the fact that this tzaddik, this person, is enduring and tolerating and suffering through his hardships, Velo Yitain Tiflo Lelokim, and he does not ascribe any wrongdoing or foul play, Chasr Shalom, to Hashem. He doesn't complain. Umakavlam Besaver Panim Yafos. And receives and accepts all of his experiences with a friendly countenance, meaning with a positive attitude. So what is the summary of number three? It's a demonstration. People should see, oh, look at this person. Chas v'shalom, he's suffering so much.
But wait a minute. Did he get up? He went to davening anyway? Oh, this lady, she's still doing chesed. Oh, my goodness. She suffers so much. She's doing chesed. She's smiling. She's still giving tzedakah. This man, he's still putting on tefillin. That's what they said after the Holocaust. Lo aleinu, the one who had the number to the tattooed on his arm with also with the tefillin. That's the person you can get a bracha from. That's what we call, that person is an example, a kiddush Hashem, a shining example for everyone. Sometimes that's why the person is suffering. Oh, that's a privilege. Wow, that's why? Okay. Ribbono shel Olam, please don't give me tests. We daven every morning. Please don't give me challenges, but if I'm having them already, okay, I'll take it, and I'll serve as an example for people, and they should be inspired. Sometimes things happen to us, and they serve as an inspiration to others, and that's why they're happening. That's what the Chovos HaLevavos tells us. Lo yitein tiflo le'elokim. The person does not ascribe anything wrong, anything negative to Hashem, doesn't hold it against Hashem. Ribono shel Olam, I love you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I hold nothing against you. I absolutely understand that you know what's going on. That attitude can serve as a shining example. It's a banner for others to be inspired. And that's number three. What about number four out of five? V'yeshiyeh l'resha anshei doro. Sometimes it's because of the wickedness of the people of his generation. As Tov HaLevanon explains, what's going on in this case? Sometimes the tzaddik who doesn't deserve per se any punishment or suffering, but the generation does. And there's a certain amount of suffering and pain, chas v'shalom, that they go through. And this righteous person, if you would ask him and interview him, and he understood the whole picture, and he said, hey, listen, are you willing to suffer so that there is one less terrorist attack, so that some people's lives are saved on the other side of the world? Are you willing to suffer? Hashem knows that he'd say yes. So the Chovos HaLevavos tells us, v'yeshiyeh l'resha anshei doro. Sometimes it's because of the wickedness or the debt that they need to pay, the people of his generation. The exalted creator, Hashem, will test him, will challenge him, will give him struggles. Ba'ani, uverish, with poverty, with all types of suffering, affliction, uvachaloyim, with illnesses, chas v'shalom sometimes. Laharos chasiduso, to show his piety, v'avodaso le'elokim, and his service to Hashem, mibaladehem, which is not what they are doing, as the Tov HaLevanon explains. They are not behaving properly, but he is. So what happens is, Hashem says, okay, the suffering that this generation needs to experience, chas v'shalom, is absolutely indescribable. You can shoulder some of it. Like it says in Yeshayahu Gimel Dalet, Achein Chalayenu Hu Nasa, speaking about the righteous person, the tzaddik of the tzaddikus. This person has borne, has carried our illness. Why is he ill? If that's because we should have been suffering, but Hashem gives it to him. Umachovenu Sivalam, our pain, he has endured them and suffered them. So we say to ourselves, well, how is that fair? He didn't do anything wrong. No, because that's what a tzaddik is. You'd ask him, do you want people to suffer? Do you want others to have pain? He'd say, no, Ribbono shel Olam, I love people. I love everybody. I don't want them to have pain. Okay, so where do you want the suffering to go? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll take it myself. Okay, give it to me. That's what's happening here. I'll read it to you from the Tov HaLevanon. It says, L'resha anshei doro, because of the wickedness of the people of his generation. It doesn't have to be that it's a wicked generation. It could be that there's some kind of dose of suffering that has to come to the world. Machmas rishas kol hador, because of the wickedness or the debt that they need to pay, the whole generation. Here's how the Tov HaLevanon explains it. Laharos chasidu so, to show his piety of avodaso lelukim and his service to Hashem mibaladehem, meaning besides or outside of them, which he will explain. Kalomar, as if to say, Shemekabel Allah Hatzaros, that the righteous person accepts upon himself the hardships, the sufferings. We could be this person if we've already suffered, or if chas v'shalom we have some discomfort, we could step in and say, okay, I'll be this person if I could be helping someone else by accepting this and not complaining. Shemekabel Allah Hatzaros, that he accepts upon himself. Remember, we learned that suffering is certainly emotional suffering as well as physical suffering, if not more than physical suffering. And to remind you, many weeks ago, we said daga and kas, things that give us anxiety, things that anger us, things that provoke us and worry us, Those are Yisurim. Those are sufferings. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this suffering that I have, this emotional suffering, I'm being provoked. I'm being irritated. Shemakaba Olaf Atzaros. Ah, but I'll accept those hardships, Lekapara Al Hador, as an atonement for the generation. Hashem, I'm not going to complain about all these things that are worrying me. I could say, why do I have to have so many things worrying me, making me anxious? A person could complain, or the person could say, oh, those are Yisurim. These Yisurim, these sufferings, these emotional travails that I'm going through, they could be a kapara for the generation. And those people are not doing Hashem's avoda the way they should. I will try to line up with the Ratzon Hashem, do what Hashem wants. And if I am having not a comfortable situation and experience, I will say, Ribono Shel Olam, please, can this help for the generation? And this also explains something we talked about earlier in the year. People go to a tzaddik, they go to a rebbe, and they ask for a bracha, and he gives a bracha for Shalema, to have a baby, to have Yishuv Das, to have Parnasa, and then people say, wait a minute, that was a beautiful bracha. It was magnificent. It came true. But who gave me that bracha? Look how he's suffering. Why can't he give himself a bracha? In a second, his illness would go away. But that's exactly the point. He's actually enduring that so that other people won't have it. So everything actually measures up. Everything makes sense. It all adds up. It measures out correctly. That's what it means. Shemakaba olav hatzaros, the kapara ador. Maybe that's the way that we're able to give a bracha to someone. It doesn't have to be the tzaddiki hador necessarily, the gadol hador. It doesn't have to be. It could be you could give someone a bracha. We could give someone a bracha. Remember the Holocaust survivor? The suffering he went through. He got all that suffering, so he can give you a tefillah. We know a bracha is a tefillah, that you won't have it. And that's the way that number four works. And number five, and remember we said there are more besides for these. We already explained in the beginning. We generally don't really have the answer. These are just some solutions that can help us and take us by the hand to make it through, to navigate all those things that come our way, that we're able to work through them. Number five, sometimes it's because he's not intolerant enough or zealous enough or proactive enough for the sake of Hashem. Now, what does it mean, l'kachas hadin? The Tov HaLevanon explains, l'kachas hadin, to take the judgment, limchos ba'anshei doro, to object to wrong things that are being done. So it could be that the tzaddik is suffering. Yes, he's a tzaddik. Yes, she's a tzaddikis. But Hashem says, you could do a little more. Maybe you could kind of like be marbitz Torah a little bit. Maybe you could spread the word, disseminate this Torah. Maybe you could say Divrei Torah about Shmiras Halashon. If you say Divrei Torah about Shmiras Halashon, so then people, after a while, realize that when they're around you, they shouldn't be saying Lashon Hara. And maybe they shouldn't say Lashon Hara at all. By objecting in that subtle way, of course, objecting when Averis happen, yeah. I'm just saying the other way because it's easier for most people, including myself. But if the tzaddik doesn't object enough, sometimes Kemoshe Adat Me'inyan Eli Ovanov, says the Chovas HaLevavos, what happened with Eli, we know that Eli, his whole progeny and his descendants were punished because he didn't object strongly enough to what his sons were doing. And we know that it says that in the beginning of Shmuel Aleph. So that's a possibility, it's Tzadik Baralo, that the person is very righteous, but could actually branch out a little more. Now, this is why I heard from my Rebbeim in Yeshiva, if a person is able to be Marbitz Torah, to spread Torah as much as possible, then we really need to do that, because if we're not going to reprimand or stop people from, let's say, saying Lashon Hara when it's happening, but again, if we can preempt it by giving Divrei Torah and spreading the message of the Torah of Musar to ourselves and to others. So we saw five possible explanations based on Psukim and Torah Shavapad that the Chovas HaLevavos said, and he told us that Tzadik Baralo, Hashem knows exactly what he's doing. We also spoke about the Peleoetz solution and the general solution, which is we don't know by looking at something. We cannot take things at face value. We don't know what's really good and what's not. But we have to realize that there is a total picture that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. So this point is that we've had Baruch Hashem number 47 of our VOD gatherings, and as I told you, we started exactly a year ago. Tomorrow would be the exact date, At this point, we're going to be starting over from similar sources or the same sources as we did in the very beginning, about a year ago, seeing them from a different angle, seeing them hopefully with more sophistication from my side. And on a personal note, I would like to just explain why we started this VOD. About a year ago, something arose that caused anxiety to me, and I said, I really, really have to work on bitachon, and emunah, and simcha, and Baruch Hashem, 47 half-hour periods we've joined. I wonder if anybody's been at every single one. If you have, you might hear some chazara starting next week in Ritz Hashem. It's going to be similar sources to what we did in the very, very beginning. But I'm going to end with one story, just because it was inspiring to myself. During the last year, and this is one of the reasons I started the VOD, I had a couple of medical issues. One time, I went to a doctor, surgeon, and he said, you need emergency surgery. There's no slot to fit you in, though, until tomorrow, maybe even a day and a half from now. It'll still be okay, though. Don't worry, right? Those are assuring words. That was the morning of a VOD. It was the only VOD that I canceled during this year because I was so distraught. Baruch Hashem had the surgery. It was successful. However, several weeks later, what was accomplished with the surgery, Hashem caused it that it would be undone. It undid itself. I needed the same emergency surgery. I went back and I was told, you need emergency surgery again. Would you know it? They scheduled the surgery as soon as they could, but it was the same scenario as the last time, that the diagnosis and the prescription for the surgery happened. The VOD was supposed to happen between the diagnosis and the surgery. So it was supposed to be diagnosis, you need emergency surgery. Then the VOD was supposed to happen, and then the surgery was scheduled as soon as they could. This time, I didn't cancel it. The only reason I'm saying this is because I'm going to share with you a lesson I learned. The first time I had called it off, I felt terrible afterward because I said, I could have done that VOD under all circumstances. There was nothing literally stopping me from doing it except for anxiety. And anxiety, we already learned, we can dispel that anxiety. All we have to do is concentrate on Ein Od Milvado. The Ribono Shel Olam is the only one. He controls and sends the doctors to help us. And Yudke Vavke, Shivisi Hashem, the Negdi Sami, as the postkim say, the Yudke Vavke. I look at that, I see that in front of me. It's a picture that I see. So I said to myself, after the first time it happened, I regretted that I had canceled it. Well, you know what happened? Hashem sent me the same exact scenario. Same exact medical emergency? You need the surgery? And the VOD is between the diagnosis and the surgery. And I said, this time I learned my lesson. And I see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us so much because he gave me that same nisayon. He gave me the exact, literally the exact same scenario. Same condition, same diagnosis, same surgery. But this time I said, I am not going to cancel. Why am I telling this story? I'm speaking to myself the whole time. And I want to thank you for listening and for all the feedback you've gotten this year over these 47 Bli Ayin Hara gatherings we've had, because you have really, really inspired me by being there to learn with me. And this whole thing is that I'm working on my midos, bitachon, emunah, and simcha. And the zechus of being here so many times, and maybe starting again next week from the original makoros that we're going to start, Hashem should give us the koach and the resolve, the determination that we should go ahead and we should have the confidence. And we sometimes have to say, Tein atah, Hashem, please fill in where I'm deficient. Please give me the strength. Mirat Hashem, we're going to join again next week at the same time. And Hashem should give us the koach to always have bitachon, emunah, and simcha. Thank you so much for being here, being part of this Musar VOD, where I'm speaking to myself, and you're listening in, and hopefully we all have gained a lot, and we will continue to. Have a wonderful week. Thank you again.